Blog Talk Radio.
One, everything is going to be all right. You're listening to Tippy Talk. Time now to sit back, relax, listen, and enjoy the moment. Newborn is the official band that provides all the music for Tippy Talk. To hear more of their music, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy their wonderful sound. And now it is time to step into the Tippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality, the side that allows you to reshape your life, step into your power, and connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk, where we go from where you are to where you want to be. I'm your host, Tippy Feldstein.
Welcome you all to Tippy Talk. This is where we go from where you are to where you want to be. Because your voice counts and your story can heal you. And today I'm your host, Tippy Feldstein, and your story can also heal you, but it can also hold you back. And what I'm going to talk to you about today is I just came back from a weekend seminar, and it's called Revenue Breakthrough. It's all about building a successful business, which is my dream and my obstacle. So this was a really good thing for me, and I really needed it. And in case something is holding you back and you need it, I've brought a few tips and inspirations back with me that I'm going to share with you right now, because I was really inspired by this weekend to get going and to really focus on this radio podcast and give you the best and just actually take it up to the next level. So I'm going to give you a few inspirational things to do in the morning. And hopefully that will change your entire day, because today I started practicing it and it was amazing. But before I do that, I want to share one important thing that I learned this weekend, and it's about money. And if you're trying to build a business, you're not doing as well as you should be, and as well as it is possible, it's possible that you have voices in your head that are stopping you from really doing well. So I'm going to give you an example of four different types of voices that I heard about this weekend. And if one of them is in your head, it's time to say goodbye to that relationship, because it's stopping you from having the success that you know that you can have. So there's four different things that we say to ourselves when we try to create something or go to the next level. One voice, she called Futile Fiona. And Futile Fiona just keeps telling you, I've done this before and it won't work. It just won't work. And if you're trying to do something and the first thought that comes into your head is, it's not going to work, it ain't going to work, then you know you are having a relationship with Futile Fiona, and this is a relationship that you can just right now say goodbye to it. And when you hear her voice, you just shut her up. But if it isn't Futile Fiona, it could be that you are talking to Downer Delilah. And Downer Delilah will tell you, I'm just not good at this. So if that's the voice you're hearing, I'm just not good at it, Downer Delilah is having a conversation with you and a great relationship with you, it's time to say goodbye to that relationship. Or the fourth relationship you may be having is by Complainer Cody. And Complainer Cody would say things like, it's hot in here, or I'm too cold for this, or it's just not comfortable to go to the next stage, or maybe I should just take a shower instead of doing my job. If that is the voices you're hearing, then you are talking to Complainer Cordy. And the fourth one and the last relationship that you might have is called Comparer Corin. And Comparer Corin is a voice that would say, I'm not as good as her. I'm not as good as them, and why are they able to have a really good and happy relationship, a really good and happy business, a really good and happy life, and I'm not? And maybe it's possible that you have more than one of these voices in your head. So in order to create a fresh start and in order to be able to actually succeed, this is one relationship that you really want to walk away from. You really want to say goodbye and cut the cord and just move on. Okay, so that was one tiny little part of the weekend, but it was a good part and it was an inspirational part, because before you can be successful in anything, just like everything else, your mind needs to be clean of all those voices that you hear that are stopping you and standing in your way. And so the planning of your day, of what you're going to do during the day, the way that I was always having problems trying to figure out, how do I make the most out of the day? How can I make that day or each day count? So the important thing to do is to really sit down and think about what is the first thing you want to do in the morning. And before you start doing anything, before you check your email, before you open your computer, for me, opening my computer is already a loss. The day is at least 2-3 hours are gone, at least 2-3 things. One thing is going to lead to another. There's fires to put out. There's emails to answer. There's things to do. And also there's the internet that you can get lost in. So before you open your computer, before you look at your email, before you look at Facebook, before you even look at your phone, think about what you want to do in the morning, something pleasurable, something fun to start the day, something that you really enjoy. And then once you do that, after that, you can either look at your email or do one of the most important things that you want to do today and you want to accomplish. So if you think about it before you even start, what is it that I want to do that I enjoy, and what is it I'm going to do after I have my fun that I want to accomplish today, the chances are that you're going to do it. Because if you don't think about it, it might be just one of those other things that sits on your to-do list that doesn't get done. So to me, the first thing every morning, I prepare to eat well today. I make a commitment that today I'm going to eat well. Do I always follow that? Probably not. I also prepare myself to be self-disciplined today. Am I always self-disciplined? Probably not, but I always prepare myself. So that's what I did today, and I wasn't as self-disciplined as I wanted to be, and I didn't eat as well as I wanted to, but I ate a lot better than I would have if I didn't prepare myself, and I was a lot more self-disciplined than I would have been. So when I woke up this morning, I checked myself to see if I was happy or sad, and I rated myself somewhere between happy and sad. If you're happy, then there's nothing you have to do. If you're sad, then know that it's a choice that you make every single day. What am I going to be today? Am I going to begin my day by being happy, or am I going to begin my day by being sad? Because how you begin your day really controls your entire day. And I just thought of something that I can give you, a little affirmation that you can say every morning when you wake up, before you even get out of bed. And if you say this affirmation, it kind of sets the tone for the day, and it makes you, it already makes you think of good things. And you may not seem like it has a huge effect on you, but it will have an effect if you say it every day. Ultimately, it will. So let me give it to you 1 minute. Okay. So here it is. Each and every morning when I wake up with a very positive attitude. This positive attitude stays with me all day. I'm aware of negative people and negative situations that I come into contact with at all times during the course of the day, but they only cause me to be more positive. I'm aware of any negative thought which happened to slip into my mind, but as I become aware of it, which is immediately, I reject it as a spurious thought. And so that's a great thing to say every morning. So as you listen to the podcast, repeat that affirmation after me, and it will set your tone for the whole day. Because remember, when you wake up, it sets your tone. And then you make that choice to be happy or to be sad. And you make that every single day. And then use the chance to lighten your load, to lift your spirit, to turn your life around one day at a time. Because your attitude can alter your life. Because when you alter your attitude, it changes everything. See everything, overlook a great deal, and improve just a tiny little bit. And then look at love, which is something to do and someone to love and something to hope for. And here are the great essentials to happiness. Age, it's never too late to be who you may have been all along. Adversary, in the middle of adversity lies opportunity. there is enthusiasm. Joy is not a thing, it is in us. And gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not by saying the words, it's by living them. And then the final thing to look at is time. A year from now, you may wish you had started today. So go ahead and start today. Choose to feel good. Go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you have imagined. It's not the outlook, but the uplook. That's the important thing. So go ahead, take on the day, say your morning affirmations, and have a magical journey. And let your passion be your potion. Do not forget that the morning sets your entire day. By the time afternoon comes around, if you want to do a reset, then all you have to do, come back, take a moment, sit down, and remember what your day was all about. And that's my inspirational moment. And now we've come to the end of our time together here on Tippy Talk. We're looking forward to seeing you again soon. It's been a great pleasure speaking with you, and thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, we want your story. We're here to listen to your story and share your gift. It can be any story. It doesn't have to be inspirational or special. You don't have to decide what it is, because we here at Tippy Talk know that your story is special, and we want to hear it. You've been listening to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Felsenstein. We bid you a magical journey and let your talent be your potion. Now I'm going to give you a little bit of music so you can sit back and enjoy and think about how you want to do, how you want to create your day tomorrow, how you want to think about it before you actually jump into it.
Flying high like a bird with your aviation.